This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Book publishers say they're seeing a surge in interest in historical U.S. documents. Random House announced this week it will publish a hardcover book in July combining the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, followed in November by a hardcover edition of the Federalist Papers. I spoke with Michelle Barron, owner of The Bookhouse in Maplewood, known for rare and unusual older books.
The Federalist Papers, we always have that in stock. We always have, the Great American Documents. We always have all that.
What do you see as the demand for those?
I do see that a lot of younger people haven't gotten, they're trying to figure out, you know, with everything going on and a lot, they haven't learned a lot. I've seen a lot of younger people that maybe not, don't know all the history. I mean, we carry everything, too. We carry a lot of African-American history, Reconstruction history, Civil War history. But, the Founding Fathers in the Constitutional era and the colonial era, we got shelves of that. But I feel like everybody's kind of tried to put it into sound bites, and people now have a hunger to actually get the real history. There's a lot more being written on the last 100 years. Is getting published a lot, and then some reprints of some old stuff are coming back out.
When it comes to some of those older books that you do carry, you know, are those some of the ones that are in demand, maybe some of the more rare volumes that would look at early American history?
People always want to, I mean, we've got some glass cases full of books, you know, written in during the Civil War, and I think we even had a couple early Benjamin Franklin, but I think we sold them. They're rare and they're collectible, but people are always interested in them. Yeah. I mean, you know, reading the original text. I think that's a big thing. People want to read the original text, not interpretations of the original text, but the actual original text. You know, what people really said, the letters from people back in the 1700s and 1800s. People are very hungry for that kind of information, you know, that's not been watered down and soundbited.
You mentioned now that you've noticed overall an uptick in sales.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, millennials and Gen Z are buying books like mad. I mean, everybody said for years and years and years that they wouldn't buy books. I mean, I'm a Gen X, and there was a period when everything going digital, everybody kept saying the death of the bookstores and the death of books, and that young people weren't reading. I'm just seeing a hunger for it, like, big time. They're like, I never read this. I never heard about this. I mean, you know, a lot of that coming in, wanting to find out history, wanting to read about different perspectives, which is what books are about.
That is Michelle Barron, owner of The Bookhouse in Maplewood. She says she also sees that books about civil rights are popular with younger book buyers. By the way, this Saturday is Independent Bookstore Day, and The Bookhouse opens at 10 a.m. with giveaways.